The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We have a good one here for you today. We have Josh coming on the show, and he's going to be talking to us about his abductee experiences. And it's not just the abductee stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's tied into it, like time warps and things like that. But before we get to Josh, let's talk to you real quick about The Shape of Shadows, because The Shape of Shadows is being premiered on August 19th, 2023 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on theshapeofshadows.com. That's theshapeofshadows.com. That's the only place you're going to be able to see it. It's going to be premiered right there. And if you want to get your VIP tickets, go to theshapeofshadows.com. That's theshapeofshadows.com. You can get your VIP tickets there and VIP Plus. The VIP Plus gets everything that the VIP ticket gets, plus a limited time t-shirt. So go ahead, check that out if you're interested in the premiere of The Shape of Shadows exclusively through Merkel Media on theshapeofshadows.com. With the business out of the way, let's get to this excellent conversation we have ahead of us. Josh, sir, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Brother, I'm doing good, man. So I gave the people a little bit of a taste of your experiences, just a little smidge, but it goes in deep, man. And I believe, if I remember correctly from the email, you said that it all started in 2015, or did it start before that? I'm thinking that we talked on the phone the other day and you said that it had started before 2015, right? When you're in your childhood. So,
yes, exactly. So I, the more that I've been thinking about it these past month or two, I think it really did start in my childhood. I just didn't realize it then, especially because, well, there's some details I'll kind of relay here in a little bit when I get through to this story. But I was just thinking about it a couple of days ago, and it kind of hit me in a weird way. But I think I may have been abducted throughout my childhood, maybe not. But I think there's at least one time where I'm thinking that me and potentially my mom and dad were also abducted together. So that's an interesting story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I'd say so.
So you're saying
that you think that you and your family were, it was a family abduction experience, and that is a rare thing. It's very rare.
It could have been, you know, right. So I'm kind of speculating when it comes to that, but based on some previous experiences, experiences that I'd had in the future from that point, previous experiences that I've had now, I kind of had, you know, it's a possibility. Let me just put it to you that way. I was young then, you know, I mean, I didn't have a watch. I didn't have a clock anywhere nearby. We were out walking. So, you know, I didn't have any sort of grasp of time or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know if we lost time or not. But I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into that story. That's the first thing I have on my list here.
Okay.
Because really, that's where I think everything pretty much starts for me. I don't know if that's like a kickoff point or not. But so basically, it's my childhood home. You know, we moved there when I was 10. And my mom still lives in that house. And everything that's happened, when I say it was at my mom's house, this is the house that it's going to be in. It's in Dayton, Ohio, and not too far from Ripat, but it's, you know, 10-15 minute drive from Ripat. My uncle actually worked Ripat for quite a while. So anyways, it was me, my mom, and dad. It was probably the first year that we moved there. I think I was 9, may have been 10. But, you know, we got the dog and we're walking out into the cul-de-sac. And it's kind of overcast day, you know, a little bit late in the evening, but not dark yet at all. And all of a sudden, we just see this ball of green and blue light twirling around like this. I'm saying like this because we got this on video. But so it goes through the cloud and then just stops for 5-6 seconds. And we're just watching blue and green go around like this. And my mom and dad are both going, you know, what the heck is that? You know, and I'm just standing there looking. I'm like, wow. And then all of a sudden it just, boom, it's gone. And we're like kind of shocked. They're trying to, you know, keep me cool and calm. And, you know, I could tell they're kind of freaked out about it. My mom was definitely freaked out. My dad was grasping for straws trying to see, oh, you know, that could have been a searchlight. It could have been, or not necessarily a searchlight, but, you know, a light from like a fair or something like that. You know, those strobe lights that they put up because, you know, you see them and we got car dealerships and stuff nearby. But so we take our walk, we get back, you know, whatever. I go to bed. The next day I wake up and my mom says, listen, you're not going to believe this, but your cousin saw the exact same thing on I-70. And so did close to 1,000 people. Very similar. And this is a reported UFO sighting that same day. I don't want to say 1,000, you know, but hundreds of people saw it. He saw it. He said that people pulled off to the side of the road and were watching it. And it's interesting because he saw it for longer than we did. So I'm not sure if this was something that was flying around the whole area, or if it had just came in and everybody saw it from a different angle. But, I mean, it was on Channel 7 News. This would have been 1998. I guess I could have looked it up. I didn't think about doing that. But if anybody really wants to, they can look it up. It's, you know, it's Dayton, Ohio, Channel 7 News. We watched it on the news that night when she told me. And, you know, we were all just, you know, it was this crazy thing, you know, but then, you know, time passes, whatever. But I just to cap it off, I distinctly remember when we went to Newark, Ohio, which is actually the house we visited. My grandpa and grandma were living there. at the time, but my dad ended up moving into that house after they divorced. So that's the my dad's house from a few other stores that I'm going to have. But we went and visited them, visited my uncle right down the street, and we told him about everything. We told him, we're like, God, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy. You should hear our story. And I was a kid, so I'm not going to say that I can relate this story verbatim, but the details that I do remember is very similar lighting patterns, but they said there was red and that it was hovering off in the distance. I think they were out at Dillon Lake near Dillon Dam. And they just said they saw a craft hovering out in the distance. It was dark. They couldn't see any detail. And they said they saw it, things coming down from the craft a handful of times. And just, you know, and I'm, you know, I distinctly remember that story. It's a secondhand account, but it's, I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to throw that in there, you know, but, yeah, that's my story from my childhood, from when it comes to the abduction experiences. Now I have, a number of paranormal things that had happened to me at that house and also in childhood too, but I think I want to cover that and loop around back and cover all the paranormal stuff on the second kind of part-ish thing, you know, because I don't want to lose track of my ET stuff. Whether or not it's ET is to be debated, you know, but,
right. So let me ask you before you go any further into the ET stuff, this experience, do you have a hard time qualifying it as, abduction, right? Is that that's what you said earlier, right?
Yes, but there's a very specific detail that okay. So it's the rotating lights. The colors of the rotating lights were the exact same colors that I saw on the craft that I know took me. That's the reason why I'm kind of connecting the dots there. I don't know. I don't have any memory of anything that had happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not there was I'm kind of connecting those dots. You know, it could have been. It's a possibility because I know from firsthand and from hearing many, many accounts that people think that they've been taken and they have very little memory of it, you know what I mean, or none at all. And they get glimpses sometimes, and then other times they may have been taken, have no idea. You know, so that's why I kind of threw that in there as a possibility. You know, I can't say, I just, when I was going through thinking about everything, that kind of hit me, you know, I wanted to bring that up. So,
yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing it up. And I mean, through your lived experience of stuff that, you know, you went through later on in life, there's similar characteristics of what you had there. So I want to ask you before you go into that stuff, because I mean, in the email, I have it here now, I couldn't find it earlier, but you had said that, I've had physical contact with some, what some would call an extraterrestrial biological entity, and experienced telepathy, frozen time, shadow people, and even warps in fabric of reality. These are lived experiences. What you just shared is a lived experience that maybe a characteristic of it connects to some things you've experienced later in life. Have you ever talked to your parents about any of this stuff that they might be able to relay something to you that might lead to, yeah, maybe it started when I was a young kid and we were abducted as a family. Maybe there's offshoots here where, yeah, I'm being abducted, but so is my parents. And this is a family thing.
Right. So it's funny that you bring that up because I visited my mom last weekend and I told her about the podcast and was telling her all about it. And I wanted her to listen and everything. And she's opening up to this in ways. I'm really happy because she was close to it for a long time. She was, no, there has to be an explanation, you know, a physical explanation. I don't want to believe that, you know, that, well, first of all, she didn't want to believe that I was taken, but she also knows that I'm not a liar. You know what I mean? She's my mother. I'm not going to sit here and say I ain't lied to her, but you know what I mean? With something like that, she believes me, finally, because she's watched a lot of specials and such. But when I told you, when I told her, about how I was coming on here, she goes, oh, are you going to talk to him about what we saw when you were a kid?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. So I was like, that's funny. You know, I was like, yeah, I was going to bring that up. She's like, yeah, tell them, and don't forget to tell them your cousin saw the same thing and it was on the news. And I'm like, I'm actually glad you brought that up because I forgot it was on the news, but I did remember that my cousin saw it. Here's the thing. It's kind of, it scares me, but I'm over that portion of it. It scares her to death. You know what I mean? It really does. Because I think she's realizing how real it really is. And it's rocking her faith a little bit in ways. But we had a conversation about that, when I was, visiting her last weekend. And, I want to talk to her a little bit more about that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, but no, I don't have any anecdotal evidence of anything that may have happened when I was a kid. But, she corroborated that story without me even having to ask it, you know? So let
me ask you before you move any further then, has it been something where it's confirming, obviously it's confirming, but is it comforting for you to know that it's not that you've experienced all this stuff throughout your life and the one memory you have when you were a kid where it involves your parents, like it's got to be comforting to know that your mom has confirmed that so that like everything else you've experienced afterwards, you can at least say, I don't think I'm crazy because my mom says that she remembers the first thing that I remember and then all this other stuff ensued.
Yeah. Yeah. And for sure. And, she was there when the, playfully refer to on my list here is the big one, the big event happened. And she can corroborate a lot of those things. She didn't see anything, paranormal, but she's the one that took me to the hospital. She called 911 and she was with me. She was with me in the hospital while I was there. But anyways, you're right though. Yeah. Cause for years, you know, I thought, okay, so it's one thing to think, it's another thing to know. You know what I mean? And I'm in the know and feeling that way. It's hard to feel like a normal person when everybody else around you just kind of thinks, or maybe doesn't even think that anything like that exists. Because, you know, when you come out, when people are talking about, oh, yeah, have you seen the latest stuff that's come out with the UAPs and all that? What do you think about that? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, well, I know that that's definitely a possibility. And they're like, well, you know, I think it could be this or it could be that. I don't know. And, you know, I'm like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's definitely something going on, you know, and I am firsthand experience. And there's only been I avoid the subject because there's only a few people that I want to talk to about that, you know, it's, because just like you said, I mean, I feel like I'm crazy, you know, it's, have felt that way. So I know a lot of people say this, but I'm going to say it since listening to your channel, I have felt significantly less crazy. So I thank you for that.
I'm just doing the Lord's work here, I guess.
Right. Yep. Amen, man. Amen. You are. Little detail I did forget to mention about the thing in childhood. That whole event actually sparked a fear, an unnatural fear of the night sky. I did not want to go out at night when there was no clouds and you could look up into the stars because it freaked me out. You know, I'm like looking up out at the stars, like there really is an infinite universe out there. You know what I mean? Like we would sit on the back deck and star watch, and I get really nervous. I want to go inside because of remembering what we saw, and just I didn't want to experience that again. It's just I didn't really know. I didn't have a very tangible reason for that fear because, you know, we just saw lights and it was a UFO and such, but, you know, it scared me. It scared me for years.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.